It's Thursday, November 21st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Korean evangelist Jinwook Kim died this week after being stabbed in the heart in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir. This is the first murder of a Christian in Turkey since 2007, and persecution of believers there has been escalating ever since then, especially against foreign evangelical missionaries. Officials claim the attack was to steal Kim's phone, but local believers are urging the government to investigate the murder as an assassination. Kim leaves behind his wife, child, and a baby expected to be born soon, as well as a community of churches he pastored. The New York Times released information last Saturday from over 400 pages of leaked Chinese documents showing the country's crackdown on religious minorities. 1 million Uyghur Muslims and members of other Muslim minority groups are reportedly being detained in camps. In the leaked documents, President Xi Jinping called for the, quote, organs of dictatorship, end quote, and showing, quote, absolutely no mercy, end quote, to the Uyghur population after a stabbing attack by Uyghur militants that killed 31 people in 2014. This same dictatorial power has been directed against Christians in China this year with an intensity not seen in decades. David asks in Psalm 2, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill to protect human rights in Hong Kong in the midst of a crackdown there on a pro-democracy protest movement. The bill would require sanctions against Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, the bill's sponsor, said, quote, the passage of this bill is an important step in holding accountable those Chinese and Hong Kong government officials responsible for Hong Kong's eroding autonomy and human rights violations, end quote. Last week, a three-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a 2017 lower court decision that had barred two Christian schools in Florida from praying over the stadium loudspeakers before the game. This gives the schools another chance in the courts. First Liberty counsel Jeremy Dice, who represents Cambridge Christians, said, quote, you've got two Christian schools playing each other, both with the same tradition in football, and yet they were not allowed to use the state-controlled microphones in order to do this prayer over the loudspeaker. These are the same microphones that Billy Graham once used two or three times to hold crusades in that very same stadium, end quote. Chick-fil-A sparked criticism this week over its decision to stop supporting organizations like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, both of which say homosexuality is a sin. Not satisfied with this, the pro-homosexual group GLAAD welcomed the news, but called on Chick-fil-A to go farther and speak out against the Christian business's reputation of opposing sexually perverted lifestyles. Proverbs 27 verse 20 says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. You can express your disappointment with Chick-fil-A in three ways. First, call their headquarters at 866-232-2040. That's 866-232-2040. Second, sign a petition urging Chick-fil-A to reverse course, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Already 30,000-plus Christians across America have signed it. But most importantly, consider making a special trip to the local Chick-fil-A near you. Ask to speak to the manager and politely explain why you object to Chick-fil-A's decision. Over the past 6 years, about half of the 40-plus abortion mills in Texas have shut down after the state passed abortion regulations in 2013. The law required abortion mills to meet the same standards as actual medical centers and for abortionists to have hospital admitting privileges. Please pray for the complete end of the killing of unborn babies in this state. And finally, after the historic Apollo 11 mission landed the first humans on the moon, and before the disastrous Apollo 13 mission is the lesser-known Apollo 12 mission. 50 years ago this week, humans set foot on the moon for the second time just months after Apollo 11. As he excitedly left the lunar landing module, mission commander Pete Conrad said, quote, "Whoopee! Man, that may have been a small one for Neil, but that's a long one for me," end quote. Listen now to the audio for yourself.
"Man, that may have been a small one for Neil, but that's a long one for me."
Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4 asks, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.